From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 15th. Brock here. July 15th, game day. Five stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First from The Guardian Sport. Hilton fires employee who sent racist message via social media to Aces star Chelsea Gray. So I got this update on the situation with Chelsea Gray, the Aces star who's been dealing with some nasty threats lately. Apparently, someone from Hilton Grand Vacations sent her a racist message on social media after the Aces lost to the Fever on Sunday. Gray shared the message on her Instagram story on Monday, and now Hilton Grand Vacations is saying the employee who sent it is no longer working for them. They're citing a company policy violation, which is good to see. It's about time someone takes responsibility for their actions and gets held accountable. Next. Second, from The Guardian Sport. AFL removes Nicky Winmar from Australian Football Hall of Fame after assault conviction. Hey, buddy, you know Nicky Winmar, the legendary St. Kilda and Western Bulldogs player? Well, the AFL just made a huge move. They're removing him from the Australian Football Hall of Fame. This comes after he was found guilty of three assault charges involving violence against women back in June. The AFL commission is pretty clear on this one, saying that violence against women has no place in the game. Winmar's induction into the Hall of Fame in 2022 was a big deal, considering his incredible on-field achievements and that famous stand against racism. But now his legacy is being reevaluated in light of these serious allegations. It's a tough situation, and the AFL is taking a strong stance. Up next. Third from The Guardian Sport. Diego, give us a hand. Argentina v England revives historic tensions. You know how much I love talking about soccer, and this Argentina-England matchup is huge. It's not just about the game, it's about the history between these two nations. Think back to the Falklands War in the 80s, and then there's the infamous Hand of God goal by Maradona in the 86 World Cup. That's a lot of baggage to carry into a match, and it's clear the tension is still there. When Argentina beat Switzerland, their World Cup celebration turned into a chant about the Falkland Islands and Maradona. It's like they're saying, hey, we're still proud of who we are and what we've been through. And that's exactly what England's going to be facing, a team that's not just playing for themselves, but for a whole nation. The question is, can England handle the pressure? They've got a tough game ahead of them, and it's not just about winning or losing. It's about the pride and history on the line. And then, fourth from The Guardian Sport. Blink and you miss it. McIlroy not alone in seeking longer major season to boost golf. Cutting. Ewan Murray. The Open wrapped up a quick swing that started at the Masters, and players are already talking about stretching the major schedule. John Rahm, a two-time major champion, says the current lineup feels too U.S.-centric. He'd like to see more majors held outside America, believing it would grow the game and keep the commercial appeal strong. Rahm admits he isn't sure who would decide on a new major or handle the logistics, but the idea of a broader, more international slate resonates with many on the tour. The conversation hints at a possible shift toward a longer, more global major season. Next, fifth, from The Guardian Sport, American League pitchers combined for first All-Star Game shutout since 2013. You won't believe the pitching display we just saw in the All-Star Game. The American League pitchers combined for a shutout, their first since 2013. It was a dominating performance, with Dylan Cease striking out the side in the first inning. He was backed up by 10 relievers, all of whom did their job in securing the three-hitter. The offense was led by Cody Bellinger, who was named MVP after hitting a two-run single in the first inning. Ben Rice followed with an RBI single, giving the AL an early 2-0 lead. From there, the pitching took over, and the AL cruised to a 4-0 win over the National League. It's worth noting that the AL's pitching staff was able to shut down the NL's offense, which had been a concern going into the game. The NL had some big hitters in the lineup, but the AL pitchers were able to keep them in check. In the end, it was a convincing win for the AL and a great showcase for the talents of their pitchers. The game was played in front of a sold-out crowd at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, and it was a fun game to watch. The AL's pitching performance was the story of the night, and it's a testament to the depth and talent of their staff. All in all, it was a great night for the AL, in a great way to cap off the All-Star break. Up next, sixth, from Awful Announcing. John Gruden reportedly will do play-by-play announcing for NFL preseason game. John Grundy, the former Buccaneers coach and longtime color analyst, told the Ira Kaufman podcast he wants to move into play-by-play. He said his 9 years in the booth have primed him for the role, citing Frank Gifford and Mike Tirico as inspirations. Kaufman confirmed on Tampa Bay Radio that Gruden will call a 2026 NFL preseason game in August and that the network will be announced soon. He stressed Gruden isn't joking and that the former coach has been hanging out with Tirico for years. Gruden, now 63, still does video breakdowns for Barstool Sports and keeps coaching options open. But this upcoming play-by-play stint marks a clear shift toward broadcasting. And then, seventh, from Awful Announcing. Bruce Levine apologizes to Cubs executives after criticizing them in accidental X post. Bruce Levine, a longtime Cubs reporter, accidentally posted a private message on X that quickly went public. He praised the team's 12-game over 500 stretch, but warned that Twinkle D and Twinkle Dumb not repeat the 2025 trade deadline disappointment, a clear reference to President Jed Hoyer and GM Carter Hawkins. Levine deleted the tweet, reached out, and apologized to Hoyer and Hawkins, who said they accepted the apology. Cubs officials said the matter is settled, and the focus remains on an exciting second half of the season. Next, eighth, from Awful Announcing. Shane Ryan defends Rory McIlroy legacy question after internet blowback. The final of golf's four major championships begins later this week at Royal Birkdale Golf Club in Southport, England, and players are fulfilling their pre-tournament media obligations. As one would expect before an open championship, golf fans were hanging on every word six-time major winner Rory McIlroy gave to the press. But it was one question in particular during McIlroy's press conference that sent the internet into a tizzy. That question came from Shane Ryan of Golf Digest, who asked the Northern Irishman a question about his legacy. "Bro, what the fuck is wrong with everyone? Pick Twitter.com, JRVKWRHRO8, Christopher Powers, BC Powers 14. July 14th, 2026. How concerned are you with your legacy past when you'll be on this earth? Ryan posed. How concerned are you with how you'll be viewed in 100 years? Do you think about that kind of thing? Does it matter to you since you won't be here? I mean, how does that go? No, I don't really care, McIlroy responded. I would like to think that people that love and care about me think a certain way about me. But yeah, I'll be long gone, I'll be dead. I don't think I'll be seeing what people say about me." The framing of Ryan's question received a lot of attention online. Most of the criticism suggested it was bizarre to ask someone in the prime of their career, like McIlroy, if they'll care about what people might think of them when they're dead. Ryan, apparently sensing his question was becoming a topic of conversation, defended the question in a social media post. "Preemptively, to all the haters, I will not be apologizing for asking a player if he cares about his long-term place in history. It is a good and normal question, and spawned by Scotty talking about unprompted a few minutes before. 100 years from now, history will say, good. Link in description. Shane Ryan." Prenayer Shane Ryan here, July 14, 2026. "Preemptively, to all the haters, I will not be apologizing for asking a player if he cares about his long-term place in history. It is a good and normal question and spawned by Scotty talking about unprompted a few minutes before. 100 years from now, history will say, good job, Shane," Ryan wrote. The missing context is key here. Scottie Scheffler discussed his legacy after his death earlier in the day, which makes Ryan's question much more relevant. "I don't really play like for a place in history. I'm not playing for anything like that because," this is going to sound a little morbid, "at the end of the day, I'm going to live my life, and it's going to end. When it ends, I'm going somewhere else, and I'm not going to be here anymore," Scheffler said. As an isolated incident, is it kind of strange for a reporter to ask an athlete about their legacy after they're dead? Sure, that's what makes this clip pretty funny. But there have been many worse questions posed at press conferences, and McIlroy's answer at least gave us some insight into how he thinks about this stuff. The Post Shane Ryan defends Rory McIlroy legacy question after internet blowback appeared first on Awful Announcing. Up next, ninth from PFT Alt. Buccaneers delete bison flip video from social media. The Buccaneers giveth and the Buccaneers taketh away. The team posted on Monday a video based on the viral clip of a bison flipping a 65-year-old man into the air at Yellowstone National Park. On Tuesday, the video was deleted. The team added no comment to its Twitter page regarding the decision to delete the video. It was up overnight. And, via joebucksfan.com, it was still present at 10:30 a.m. ET. The man who was flipped by the bison underwent surgery and is expected to recover. Once he fully recovers, maybe other teams will be inclined to find a way to use it. By then, of course, there will be some other viral video that will have made us forget about this one. And then, 10th from Awful Announcing. Ricky Baudelico calls Netflix out for bold-faced lie about Barry Bonds incident. Former Philadelphia Phillies pitcher and current sports radio host Ricky Baudelico plunked Barry Bonds on purpose, and he wants Netflix to know it. Bonds joined Netflix for the streamer's first broadcast of the MLB Home Run Derby from Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia Monday night. And during its coverage, host L. Duncan recalled the time Bonds charged the Philadelphia pitcher's mound against Baudelico back in 1998. "Still to this day, he swears it just got away from him," Duncan said after Bonds reflected on the incident, which was the only time he charged the mound in his MLB career. "No, it didn't. It did not get away," Bonds insisted. "He's a good pitcher, and he's a good man. In that situation, it was part of the game of baseball during that time, and I accepted it. There was maybe one day where Baudelico swore it got away from him. But in just about every other day since, Baudelico has been open about the fact that he plunked Bonds on purpose. Ricky Bo sets the record straight on the hitting Barry Bonds incident after Netflix got it wrong last night. Tarf Herderby, Rush MLB, pick.twitter.com, 4KMGB, Rome Emin, 97.5, The Fanatic, Urbershine, 75, The Fanatic, July 14th, 2026. "Wrong, wrong, wrong, wrong," Baudelico responded to L. Duncan and Netflix during his Tuesday afternoon show with co-host Bill Colarulo on 97.5, The Fanatic. "That is a bold-faced lie. I've told the story on this show. I've told the story on NBC Sports Philadelphia. I have told the story. I was told to go in and hit Barry Bonds. It's that simple. When it happens in the newspapers and the next day and all that back then, I had to say I didn't do it on purpose, or else I'm suspended for a month. It's that simple. Yes, we had to lie back then." Baudelico explained that Bonds attempted to steal a base while the San Francisco Giants were already up by around 7 runs on the Phillies. Shortly after that happened, manager Terry Francona phoned the bullpen and summoned an unnamed reliever to throw a pitch at Bonds. When that reliever allegedly declined, Baudelico was next man up, and he obliged with one pitch that garnered the only mound charge of Bonds' career. Nearly 3 decades later, the story appeared to be news to Netflix. The Post Ricky Baudelico calls Netflix out for bold-faced lie about Barry Bonds' incident appeared first on Awful Announcing. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.